Hello. So I'm going to be doing a little questionnaire done by baby girl Kayla3. She's got a few questions on here. First question is, what is your gender and sexual orientation? My gender is female, and my sexual orientation is bi-curious, but more straight than anything. I am definitely willing to play with girls and have fun with girls, but I'm more towards the guy side of things. Other than posting on GWA, what is a hobby you enjoy to do? I like to write. I like to roleplay. Not just like tabletop, but I have done Dungeons and Dragons and things, or Pathfinder, or other games like that, but I also enjoy doing like text roleplaying with people. I think I just really enjoy words. What is the kinkiest thing you have done that you're willing to admit to? That's a hard one. I suppose the kinkiest thing, in my opinion, was the threesome kind of thing I did between a brother and a sister, just making out and me playing with the two of them, but, you know, it is threesome-esque, and it was a brother and sister, so, you know, kinky. Biggest turn on is someone who is good with words. Like, I typically find myself responding more often, or at least more thoroughly, to the people who have responded to me more thoroughly. The more detailed you get in a description, the more attention you're probably going to get back from me. Because, much like I said earlier, words are just kind of my thing. They're a very big turn-on, and I can appreciate someone who uses them correctly. Biggest turn-off kind of goes along the same lines, because a lot of this is vocal, a lot of this is, you know, seeing words on a screen. So, if you are going to give me just a couple of words, like, so hot, or, you know, whatever, if you're just going to give me one sentence, you will get a, oh, thanks, back. And I do appreciate it. I appreciate every message that I get. It's just the more thought that you put into the post, the more thought I'm going to put into my reply. Most awkward sexual encounter. Oh, well, there was a time in, like, I want to say, like, fifth grade or something around there. It was, like, right at the beginning of junior to, you know, middle high school area things. And I had this guy friend of mine who I didn't really have any feelings for, but I knew he had feelings for me. So, he was going to date my girlfriend, and my girlfriend wanted to know how long he could last sexually. So I found out for her. It wasn't actual sex, I just ended up giving him a handjob, but he didn't last very long, and so I let her know that. I also let her know that he kissed like a wet fish. Ever acted out something you have posted on GWA or posted something based on a real encounter? I haven't done anything based on GWA stuff, mainly because I haven't been here that long, and also because most of my stuff is not improv. I tend to work off of scripts and things, unless it's my hypnosis stuff, which is not something I'm going to be working off of, I suppose. And favorite accent to hear on GWA? I have so many favorite accents. Like, I love British, I love Australian, I love Irish. I'm just a huge fan of anything that's not American, or, you know, anything of the Americas. Did you come multiple times when you lost your virginity? Whenever I lost my virginity, I came zero times, because for me, it was more of an emotional experience, and so I wasn't really getting into it all that much. It was more kind of a what's going to happen now kind of thing. Something you always have wanted to try in bed but have never had the chance to. Pegging. I have always wanted to roll someone over, and because I'm usually the one who's either on top or something like that. So I would love to roll someone over in bed and have them on their stomach and just kind of rub and massage them and then kind of work into a pegging kind of situation. But, you know, most guys aren't into that. Favorite position? For me, I absolutely love being on my stomach with my face pushed into a pillow and being done from behind in the pussy. I'm sure that a lot of guys see that as kind of a submissive position, but I get filled really deep that way, so I definitely prefer that position. What was the most intense orgasm you've had, and what caused it to be so intense? The most intense orgasm that I've ever had was one time to where I was using my vibrator and I was being fingered at the same time, but there was definitely more fingers in than most would expect. I had almost like a full hand inside me and it was thrusting, and it ended up getting me off really hardcore to where like all of my muscles spasmed. It was incredibly intense. What is your favorite part of a girl or boy's body? My favorite part of anyone's body is usually their eyes or their smile. Like, that is going to draw me into a person a whole lot. How many toys do you currently own? I own 2. I have a dildo and I have a vibrator. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? I have never been caught masturbating. I don't usually do it in places where I can be caught. I do it to where either doors are locked or hidden away in places. Willing to ever collab with someone on GWA? Absolutely. I would love to collab with people. My stipulations are that I prefer to be in a dominant position. I'm not a big fan of being, you know, either submissive or anything else. I'm definitely willing to work on scripts with people and talk things out with people. I absolutely love working with people, and I'd love to hear ideas or thoughts or things. Just talk to me and I will be sure to talk back. Ciao!